This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
I'd love to invite Emily Dafter to the stage. Em had the opportunity to visit her sponsor child in Tanzania a few years back. And so, Em, I'd love to hear more about your experiences visiting Jacaranda and how that impacted your life.
Hey, church. I'm blessed and lucky enough to have visited my sponsor child, Jacaranda, in Tanzania in 2013. My old church in Port used to have a very strong connection to Compassion. So as a church, we helped set up a child development centre, which is the centres that Compassion works through. And then from there, we were able to sponsor about 200 children in that centre. Which was awesome. And at the time, I was about 15, and I knew about lots of the bigger picture problems in the world. But my parents sponsored a child, and so for me, having a part-time job, I really just wanted to have a hand in that and help. So I sponsored a child, which was awesome. But I feel like when you're sponsoring a child, it's very intention-based, but it's not quite personal. And being able to visit the Child Development Centre for me was an amazing opportunity to make the impersonal personal. So I was able to see firsthand what Compassion does. Everyone's concerned about where the money goes to, but I think for me, the biggest thing about the visit was meeting the kids. I don't know if it is the photo up there. Yeah, cool. Jacaranda is actually a twin, so I'm a little worried that that photo's her twin. Who knows? So it was beautiful to be able to visit them and see the joy in their lives from the partnership and from the relationship that you can form with them. And so for me, Jacaranda is not just a sponsor child on paper and like money goes out to her or whatever. For me, I met her sister, whether or not she's in that photo, I don't know. I met her mother. I heard their life stories. I got to see the impact that the centre had on the community in terms of change, what it was like before, how it brought churches together, not just disadvantaged children, but people and communities, even people from outside the church. There were some Muslim kids going to the centre as well. But it was massive for me to make that tangible and to make that real. Obviously, it's not within everyone's means to go visit a child development centre because it is quite expensive. But coming out of that, it's made me focus a lot more on the heart and the intention behind the sponsorship, not just, you know, direct debits going out. So for me, it's a relationship thing. I'll cry at the letters every now and then. But yeah, it's beautiful. And I can genuinely thank God for Jacaranda and her sister and her mother in their lives because I know them now.
It's brilliant. It's beautiful. And sounds like it had a big impact on you and made the partnership with Compassion really meaningful for you. Now, I know you told me that one of the biggest things for you was seeing the impact that your letter writing had on Jacaranda and her family. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. I think letter writing is one of the things that does get neglected for most sponsors, and I feel like there's probably like a few like quietly guilty people here as well. But I'm also one of those. I'll put myself in that camp. I've met her, and yet I think I sponsored one of the kids from the Philippines last year, I think, during Compassion Sunday, and I've written one letter to her. So even coming from someone who's visited a sponsor child, it is hard to motivate yourself to write those letters. However, that being said, most of you guys know that I studied international relations with the intention of learning more about the world and learning more about how we can help people. One of the most stark gaps that was very clear through all the lectures, through all the readings and the lessons, is that charity and aid don't solve heart problems. The heart problems still exist. And that's the most beautiful thing about Compassion, is that the relationship, it's not us, it's God working through us, but it does help solve those heart problems. So where there's a poverty of spirit, where there's a poverty of relationship, we can be the hands and feet of the gospel there. And that's phenomenal. So for me, it's something that is, it's a command. We're commissioned to love the world. And if this is another avenue that we can use to love these people on a very, very individual and very personal level, then we should be doing it. And the most beautiful thing is, for us, like, our lives are full of clutter. I'm guessing, like, you've got drawers in the house full of, like, random bits of paper and pens and bills and knickknacks and rubber bands and whatever. But for someone who lives in a third world country and has a little bit less in their life, a letter is worth so much more. I met kids who had lived in a one-bedroom house. They didn't have much to their name but a mosquito net and, you know, some toys, maybe a goat if they were lucky. But these kids had plastered up every single letter from their sponsor, family or partner or whatever on the wall, and they would see it before they fall asleep. And so that was a rebuke and a reminder to me, seeing that and remembering back even. I always forget how important and how impactful that was. But yeah, here's another reminder to myself and to all of you. If you have a sponsor child, the letter writing does so much more than what we think we're putting into it. So I would highly encourage you, if you have a sponsor child, don't just pray, please write as well. But that being said, pray.
Amazing. Thank you, Em. Let's thank Em. All right, so I have Paul Beeston here with us from Compassion. We love Paul. We love Compassion. Paul, tell us, why is child sponsorship so important, so effective in releasing children from poverty?
Yeah, thanks, Brad. I had a friend come up to me. I used to live in Nowra, and he said, hey, why don't you sponsor with Compassion? He was a bit cranky about it. And I said, I've never heard of Compassion. Tell me about it. And he said, look, there's three things that make Compassion great and who they are. The first one is that they're Christ-centered. So Compassion's all about making Jesus' name known, glorifying our Lord and Saviour in the 25 countries Compassion works in. I was like, that sounds awesome. The second thing he said is Compassion's child-focused. So they work with the poorest of the poor, and children are the most vulnerable, as you can imagine, in those settings. So they work with children to love and care for them, bring them the hope of the gospel and this holistic child development. And we said, we love kids, we want to do that. So we love that idea as well. And then third thing he said was, Compassion is church-based. They only work through local churches on the ground in the countries they work. That's it. It's just Christians on the ground loving these kids as part of their local churches. And I said, that sounds fantastic. So my wife and I immediately did nothing about it. And then one random day, we're in a caravan park down the south coast, and there was a faithful man there with a little Compassion sign on the. He was the manager of the caravan park, and I said, "Oh, Compassion." He said, "Why don't you take some profiles when you go and visit your friends in the caravan park? If you'd like to sponsor one, come and sponsor one." And so we did. That's when we sponsored our first sponsor child, and we've been sponsoring a whole bunch of kids since then, and we just completely love what Compassion are doing. So that's been awesome. And then we had the privilege a couple of years ago now to visit our sponsor kids, and I think there's a photo there of Trisha. It helps when you can see the picture. So Trisha is the little one. You can see her there. Yeah, she's leaning up against the. That's actually the front door of the house. So it's Trisha, Angeline, Angelica, her big sister, Angelo, her brother, and Dad is William. And I found out there that their house is made out of inner springs of mattresses. So they live next door to a tip. William spends his days searching through the garbage, trying to find enough scrap metal to recycle. So he burns off power cords of old fridges and stuff like that, gets the metal out of it and sells it. And so he's built this house out of inner springs, and you can see that she's leaning on the front door, which is an inner spring of a single bed. And so that's the sort of conditions they live in, are very, very difficult. But I was super excited to know that to see firsthand, when you sponsor one of these children, they get great education so that she can grow up and have a job that's not searching through garbage. She's going to be able to bless and care for her family in a way that her dad's been unable to, despite his hard work. She gets regular medical checks. So if she needs medicine at all, we Compassion provides for that. Your sponsorship provides for that. And we provide for that for her. She gets a good hot meal whenever she comes to the project. She gets great Bible teaching. Fantastic work that's happening there on the ground, sharing the gospel with these kids, discipling them and growing them in Christ. And also she gets letters from sponsors. So we get to write to her and pray for her, like Em was sharing. And it's a fantastic relationship. So we love what Compassion are doing as a family. And I just want to encourage you guys. Thank you for what you've been doing. And if you're able to stretch and sponsor another child, if you do already, or for your first time, we'd love to encourage you to do that today. And there's a whole bunch of kids who've been waiting a long time. Keith has been waiting for 230 days. A great name, but not as good as Lovely. She's been waiting as well for a long time. There's a whole bunch of awesome kids there from the region where you guys as Anchor are going to go and visit as well. So I'd really like to encourage you to consider sponsoring today. That'd be awesome.
And can you give us just kind of the breakdown? How much does it cost? What does that look like in real terms?
Yeah, great. So it's $48 a month, which is $12 a week, which I don't know about you guys, but I find I can spend that without even thinking about it. So it's amazing to be able to do that in a way which is so impactful for a whole family. It incredibly changes the whole family's life. So $12 a week, and it's easy to sign up. You just come up to the table there, choose one of the profiles, and then you can fill it out on your phone. We'll show you how to do that. It's piece of cake, and it's a great way to use the resources God's blessed us with to bless others with.
Amazing. Thank you, Paul. We sponsor 52 kids in the Philippines at the moment. We'd love to increase that today. Last year, we sponsored Jessica, who's Eva's age, and we'd love you to get on board with child sponsorship as well.